And if you had a wagon and two horses, what would you call that long wooden piece that would run between the horses? Did you ever hear a name for that?
This name for a track, I can't remember.
Would you ever hear it called the pole or the tongue or the spear?
The thong, I think, is the right word for it.
And what about if you had a horse that was going to pull a buggy, you know, before you hitched him up, you'd have to back him in between those two long things that would stick out. Mm-hmm. What would you call those? Have you ever heard them calling?
I know what it is. No, I don't know what they call.
Would you ever hear them call the shafts or the shafts or shafts or anything like that?
No, sir. No.
Or the thills or the fills. Well, what are the parts of the wagon wheel? There's the center part, and then there's that steel. What do you call that steel outside?
Spokes. They have spokes. They're the ones that run from the center to the outer rim. But
and then there's that metal piece around the outside. You know.
Well, it's a, you, we call it in Spanish, we call them a tire, you know, literally.
Would you call
translating it as call them llantas, it's a tire, it means tire. But,
so the rim and the tire are the same thing?
Well, the rim, yeah, the flat part of the rim, you know.
And, what connects the wheels of the wagon, the part that runs in between them?
The spokes?
Well, there are two wheels, and then between them, underneath
them. Oh, that, you call it the shaft, huh?
And, is the shaft the same thing as the axle?
Yeah, well, as far as I know, yes. That's the idea I have, you know, an axle or a shaft.
And on the buggy, the things that the traces, you know, what the traces are, that come out off the horse, they come back to a long piece of wood that you hook on there. The traces to you hook,
yeah,
the traces.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that call anything? That bar of wood.
The color one. Tree or they used to come single trees and double trees and
they would call. Now, what's the difference in the single tree and the double tree?
Well, the single tree is just a. I don't remember how those things work, but they were single trees and double trees.
And if somebody had a wagon and they might drive by you and go fill up the wagon with wood and then take it somewhere else and unload it. And go back and fill it up with wood and then take it back and unload it. If I said, what's he doing? What would you say he was doing?
Hauling wood.
And what about if you were riding along the road and there'd been a flood or something and a mesquite tree was across the road. You might have to get out of the car and wet it out of the way.
Yeah. Pull it out or drag it out, or?
And are there different kinds of plows used here? Do you know any different kinds of plows they would have?
Well, there were different sizes.
But do they call them different things?
Well, the smallest one they call pony plow, and then there's a bigger one they call an AO, and then there was a BO and a CO. CO was the biggest.